We're in Simin Tov Kuf Samaches, and we're up to Siv Beis. Hanodur Lotzum Yud Yomim Be'eza Yom Sheyirtze. Someone made a neder where he was going to fast 10 days whenever he wants to. V'ho Yom Yisana Be'yom Echad Mehem. He was in the middle of fasting on one day. He chose a day and said, let this be one of the 10. And in the middle of fasting, Hutzruk L'Dvar Mitzvah. In the middle, he had to eat because of a Dvar Mitzvah. What's a Dvar Mitzvah? A bris, a siyum. Some say that it's even in a case where a friend that you have to show kavod to, or someone chashuv that you have to show kavod to, insists that you eat. Lemaisa the mashmos is not that way. O mipnei kavod odom godel. That it does say someone really chashuv. O shemitzdar hareze lova uporea yom acher. What he's allowed to do is he's allowed to say, all right, I'm not going to fast today, but I'll fast on a different day instead. Sharei lo kova hayomim mitchilas haneder, since he did not make this a specific date to fast, and the halacha is he doesn't even need hataras nedarim. Now the Taz wants to say that if he's a mitzar, he can do that even in a case of Tanis Yom Zeh that we're soon going to say that it's not supposed to work for. But Rov Poskim do not hold like the Taz. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that even in a case where you lovu pareya, you should at least fast up until the mitzvah. Or not up to the mitzvah, but at least fast a little extra, like eat breakfast later. Aval, in lo kibel lov kodom lochein lasanas yom echad, el bemincha kibel lov lasanas lamacher. Someone stam says, hareini betainis lamacher. Mikri tainis ze, that's called a specific tainis, vein yochol ol avolso, you're not allowed to trade it for a different day. Hagov, choshken yom ze mamish, certainly if there's a significance to that day, kagon, shorim betchilis nidro isana yom ploni. I will fast on that specific day, o isana beiz vehei kol hashana, every Monday and Thursday, o kadoma laze. Now, if someone says, I will fast a half year's worth of Mondays and Thursdays, but it didn't say when to start. So there he can go switch it to the second half of the year instead of the first. Even in such a case, he can't switch it to different days of the week. It has to be remain Monday and Thursday. Someone said that he was going to fast on a Monday, Thursday, Monday. He didn't say which ones, but a Monday, Thursday, Monday. He's allowed to switch it to a Thursday, Monday, Thursday, but he can't switch it to a Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. The Iker being that we know his Kavana was Monday and Thursday are Yemei Ratzin. V'chein, im hoya tainas chalom, the Mechaber says, any yochel level. So a tainas chalom, someone's fasting because of a disturbing dream, he's not allowed to move it off to a different day. This Mishnah Berurah says that the same applies to a yard site. Hagav, choshkin shen yochel levos uporeya tainas tzibur, certainly you can't do that with a tainas tzibur. Either a tainas tzibur uzman is kavua from Chazal, or a tainas tzibur where the tzibur set a tainas. Miu says the Rama, tainas bahab shnogim lasanas achar pesach v'sukis wafilu baseres umei tshuva v'ira behem bris mila mitzvah lechol vein sorach hatara. On bahab, on aseres umei tshuva, days that people are knowing to fast, but they are not the Iker Tzomus of Chazal. The halacha is that you're allowed to eat for Siyum or anything else. The reason for this is that was what they were knowing. Bein Sarach HaTorah ki lo nagu lisanes b'chai gavna. Klal Yisrael was never mekabel on itself to fast in this way. So the halacha is that in such cases you don't even have to make up for it. You don't have to make up for it on another day either. Also, after the siyum or the bris, you're allowed to eat. Before the bris, you're not allowed to eat. Bala bris himself is mutter to eat. Some say dafka after mincha if it's going to be later in the afternoon. Now, in the case of somebody who generally fasts aseres yemei tshuva and he knows that there's going to be a bris in the middle of it, so the same way that they're makdim to fast 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to make up for the days that you don't fast in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so too here he would add another day. In the case of a Pidyon HaBen, so there too the halach is that you're allowed to eat. A Pidyon HaBen that is not on Yom Lamed Aleph, The Magen Avraham is mistapik. That means a bris shalob is mana is definitely a bris. A pidyon aben shalob is mana, the Magen Avraham is mistapik. He says to make the pidyon balayla, make it at night then. Now, there's a Dagom or Vava who says that in such a case, you should actually make it the night of Shabbos. Now, let me explain. What does it mean, a pidyon aben shalob is mana? The case would be that Yom Lamed Aleph, the 31st day, which is the day you do the pidyon aben on, that fell on a Shabbos. So we normally do it on a Sunday. On that, he's saying that it's a suffix if on that Sunday, if it's a day that he normally fasts, if he would be allowed to break his fast. So the thing to do is to make it on Motzoi Shabbos. That's what the Dagom Rav is saying. Now, the Ikar Adin is that it's even Mutar on Sunday. On a tainus that the tzibur was gozer, the halacha is that you should not eat, in which case you would make the pidyon aben by night. There's a chsam sofer that you can even make a pidyon aben on the night before the 31st, if there's an union of a tainus that they were gozer on the tzibur. Now the mechaber says v'davke kishaochlim sham avel misholchem lo lebeso ein lo lechol. It's not the food of the bris; you've got to be there at the bris. V'im kibol olav atainis b'mincha. This is all if you were somach on the fact that a tainis bahab, for example, you don't have to accept upon yourself. Like he answered amen to a mishaberach. But what happens if you were actually makabel? Yeshomrim shum mitzar harbe. So the halach is tzorach lesanas. He has to fast. It doesn't have the kula because then it's a it's an eder. There's another halacha that, in the previous halacha, where if you're makabel, the halacha is that you cannot break your fast for a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there is a daya that even if you were makabel on yourself. Now, this next thing is that if some say that if you're mitzvah harbi, you can repod your tainus with money. Yochlif tosbe moment. V'wadin ba'onis acher, or any other reason why you cannot fast. V'nira dafka b'kibulav tainus b'yalma. Ha'm kibulo derech neder tzor l'kayim nidro. You cannot be makayim a neder tainus by way of giving money.